Instead, though, he set the suitcase down and came to the raft. He stepped onto it and sat down, as if we'd just launched the raft and were sailing down King's River. He put his hand over the side, as if into the cold water of King's River, and he looked around, as if the raft were passing between vineyards and orchards. After a moment, he got up, stepped out of the raft, and picked up the suitcase. There were no tears in his eyes now, but he just couldn't say goodbye. For a moment, I thought he was going to give up the idea of leaving home and go back to bed. Instead, he said, "I'll never go into that house again." "Do you hate them? Is that why?" "No," he said, but now he began to cry, as if he were 8 or 9 years old, not almost 17. I picked up the raft, tipped it over, and jumped on it until some of the boards we had so carefully nailed together broke. Then I began to run. I didn't turn around to look at him again. I ran and walked all the way to where we had planned to launch the raft, about 6 miles. I sat on the riverbank and tried to think. It didn't do any good, though. I just didn't understand, that's all.